And welcome, everyone. It is time for another episode of our Marshalltown Icons program. And we have Executive Director of our Convention and Visitors Bureau, Val Ruff, hosting again. Good morning, Val.
Good morning, Kyle.
And welcome. And I see Vic Helberg is here. That can only mean one thing.
Yes, we are featuring today Helberg's Jewelry, and I'm excited to hear a lot more about the history of Helberg's Jewelry. So today we do have H. Victor Helberg III, which is also known as Vic. And Vic, why don't you go ahead and give us a quick lowdown. I know we have a lot of great information to share today, but let's go ahead and get started with the history of Helberg Jewelry.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. It's good to tell our story. My great-grandfather began our business, but I think I should tell you a little about him first. He was born in Sweden, and at the age of five, he started an apprenticeship to learn to be a watchmaker. It was a nine-year apprenticeship that his father put him in. And so for 9 years, he learned the watchmaking business at a very young age, obviously. Then at age 16, he went into business. He started a watch manufacturing company, and they made watches in Sweden. And at age 21, he had 22 people working for him, and they made 3.5 watches per day.
Wow, he was an entrepreneur at the age of five.
Yeah, I guess. And so then he, like many at that time, thought of America was a place that he could come and grow his business. So he sold the business that he had, the factory there, and came to America. And he, in those days, you had to have a sponsor when you came to America, and his sponsor was his sister. She was 12 years older than he, and she was already living in St. Paul, Minnesota. So he brought his family. He was married and had one child, and they came to America, and as you saw, I brought an actual ticket that he had on the steamship that brought him here. He was age 24, and what to say, his son was 5 months or? 10 slash 12, I think it is. Yes,
yes, correct.
10 months.
And I'm looking at this. It's the original steamship ticket that he, wow, and it's in mint condition. What a great piece of a legacy for your family.
Yes, it's really cool. So he came, they came to, the ticket goes from Copenhagen all the way to St. Paul, Minnesota. But he came through Ellis Island, and I'm not sure if he came cross-country or if he came through the lakes to Chicago and then on. I don't know that part, but he got to St. Paul. He left his family there with his sister, and he went to Chicago. And he began working as a watchmaker and getting some contacts in the jewelry industry there. And then his first store, he decided to purchase a store in Groton, South Dakota. And that's where my grandfather was born.
Okay.
And I think that was 1892. Or 1889. Anyway, that, I don't have that note here. But he was not real happy in Groton, South Dakota, and so he moved to Fargo, North Dakota. Now, I'm not sure how many people want to live that far north in that weather, so he decided he needed to move south, and he came and had a store in Sioux City, Iowa.
Okay.
But my grandfather said he did not like the town of Sioux City at all. So he put his family on a train and said, we're going to go find some place to live. And they came south. He wanted to come south. And it's interesting that when he got, in those days, the trains stopped to eat because they had no cars in those days where you could eat on board. So they had to schedule stops in different towns. Everybody got off and ate, and then they all got back on again. One of those stops was Marshalltown. And so he took his family off the train and got them to eat, and he walked up 3rd Avenue and down Main Street, back down to wherever they were eating. Might have been Stones, who knows.
Maybe, yeah.
And he told his family, this is where we are going to stay. So they got all their luggage off and decided this is where they're going to stay.
Oh, that's a great story. We got to take a quick break. Thanks for being here, Vic, and we'll continue with this great story in just a few minutes.
It seems like during the summer in Iowa, there's always something going on. That is certainly true here in Marshalltown, the surrounding area. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. We offer a quick and easy way to see what's happening here in Marshalltown. Our website has a complete calendar of events for our area. So if you're looking for something to do, just go on our visitmarshalltown.com website and click on the calendar tab. You'll see a calendar of events listed for each day. Simply hover the cursor over the event and all the details will drop down. Our calendar of events is a great resource and it's as close as your phone or computer. If you have a business or group that would like information on meeting in Marshalltown or you'd like more information or a sample itinerary for attractions, we can help you with that as well. Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau is your information resource for meeting spaces, accommodations, and attractions. Visit us at the Fisher Community Center at 709 South Center Street or go online to visitmarshalltown.com.
This is Michelle from the Historical Society of Marshall County, as we preserve the past for the present. We host History on Third Thursday programs monthly. We also have a double parlor available to the public as a private event or meeting room. We also have the Glicksauer House, which is a National Register property which highlights the life of the Sauer family, who lived in the house from 1870 to 1952. The home is full of examples of Susie Sauer's artwork, family memorabilia, and original furnishings. The Taylor No. 4 Country Schoolhouse is located on 2nd Avenue, adjacent to the Glicksauer House. It was restored to the year 1913. Members of the Country School Association of America call the programming at Taylor No. 4 a model for the country. The Historical Society relies completely on the generosity of our members and donors for financial support. For ways to give, information about the Historical Society, questions about our collection and resources, or to schedule an appointment, please contact the museum at 641-752-6664 or email us at marshallhistory@live.com.
Welcome back. It is our Marshalltown Icons Program, Executive Director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We have Val Ruff hosting today.
Thanks, Kyle. Well, everybody's probably on the edge of their seats. Vic's got a great story. Today we're featuring Helberg Jewelry, and we definitely know they're a Marshalltown icon. They've been in the community 117 years. So it's my pleasure to have Vic on the show today, and I'm going to let him go ahead and continue with his story of how his family landed here in Marshalltown, Iowa.
Okay, let's say my great-grandfather is here in Marshalltown. He's had his family get off and eat down by where the train station used to be, and he decided that he's going to live here and put a store here, and he leaves his family in town and goes and packs up his store in Sioux City and brings it down. And their first location that they had was 23 West Main. For those that remember Lily Mays, that's where Lily Mays moved to the last few years that they were in business. So that took a while to get that open, and it was September 7th of 1898 that he opened there. And interesting also is he moved his family to a home at 8 North 2nd Avenue, and that's where the Tallcorn is now.
Oh, okay.
So that was before the Tallcorn was built. There were houses there. Now, interesting, I've searched trying to find pictures so that I could say there's the house that he lived in first when they came here, but nobody has any pictures of that. So if there's anybody out there that has any old pictures that I could give to the County Historical Society, that would be wonderful, because they've searched and searched through all of their archives. Jay has looked for me to see if he could find anything and hasn't been able to.
I was going to say, all right, we have a historian out there. He's probably listening today.
Well,
I'm sure
so.
He's smiling right now, but he might be able to help us out with that.
But that would be the 2468. That would be the fourth location on the Tallcorn side of the street. And so that was fun to know. Well, they were at that first location for 15 years.
Okay.
And then they moved across the street to 34 West Main. 34 West Main is right next door to Willard's.
Okay.
Now think about that. Willard's is a four or five generation business. And so Jonathan Hall's great-grandfather would have been in business right next door to my great-grandfather. For 6 years, they were right there. When I discovered that time frame, I ran over to Jonathan's store and I said, Jonathan, do you have any pictures of the outside of your business? And he started thinking and looking around, and he said, the only thing I can think of is I've got a picture of the outside of the store. So he goes over, and there's a lot of them around in his business that are right up on the walls, and he took me right over to where that was, and we looked at it, and it's a shot looking west, and it's just the edge of the buildings on the left side, and you can see his sign, Willard's, sticking out. And that's what he sees, and you can see on down the street west. And over here is a large sign that we only could see about two-thirds of, and it's a grandfather clock. No, no, it's a pocket watch. It's the side of a pocket watch. And we looked at it real closely, and we could see the H-E-L-L-B, and then that's all you could see of it, and then you could, in smaller letters, see the jewelers written underneath the first few letters of that. And so he popped it out of the frame and let me take it, and I scanned it so I could make it larger. And sure enough, that's a sign that was right over the building. After he did some more research in boxes of old pictures, he found another picture of the front, like taken from across the street, of the front of the businesses when they were side by side, and our name is right there in the window, and some clocks and other things. It's kind of interesting.
It's funny when you start kind of digging around and asking questions, people get excited and start working together to find more information about the history that
yep.
we have here.
And all those years, that picture is right there, and he never had seen that clock. And my dad never knew that, never saw that clock either.
That's a great story. So where else have you landed?
Okay, so we were there for 6 years and then moved farther east. We were at 12 West Main. We now are at 13 West Main, so we were directly across the street from where we are now. And then at that time, my great-grandfather passed away. And the business, I should tell you a little bit about my grandfather. He was the youngest of the family, and the others were kind of already working in the business. And my grandfather had learned watchmaking, so he was a watchmaker, but he was kind of an entrepreneur too, and he thought there might not be as much room in the business for four people, because there was four children in the family, three boys and a girl. So he decided that he was going to go out on his own. And he moved with my dad, moved to Peoria, Illinois. And there he started a watchmaking school, and he taught watchmaking there for a number of years. Then he moved to Des Moines and started a watchmaking school there. And he sold both of those businesses and moved back to Marshalltown and joined the family business, and actually bought the rest of the family out. and so that the business then became his alone.
Well, he was moving around and educating a lot of folks about his craft, and then came back and landed here. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
So he opened the store under his own name, and in those days, the business wasn't like it is now, Hellberg's Jewelers. The business then was H.V. Hellberg Jeweler. So that was, and before that, it was William Hellberg, jeweler and optician. In those days, they were also opticians. I've tried to figure that out. I don't know this for a fact, but it seems to me that it was the facts of the glasses were all made of metal, and in those days, 14 karat. So I think the jewelers were making the frames, and then they would take lenses and put them in.
Okay.
And just, could you see with these? Put them on, and you could see. And
so those were your glasses.
That, well, I think, was the beginning of.
That's a great, yeah. That's good information. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our last segment of the Marshalltown Icons.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website, visitmarshalltown.com. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
This is Congressman Rod Blum. I'd like to thank all veterans and military personnel for their service. To honor our veterans and also assist those looking for employment, my office is holding a public job fair and Veterans Care Expo at Marshalltown Community College from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on August 8th. Many employers are looking to hire, and other organizations will share resources with veterans. For more information, visit blum.house.gov.
Paid for with official funds by the Office of Congressman Rod Blum.
Haverhill is a little town with a big heart and even bigger events. Events like Haverhill Days, the last weekend in July, with local big shots, Exit 185, and Abby Normal playing concerts on Saturday. And show opener for Bucky Covington, you got it, Hawk McIntyre's on stage Sunday. Find loads of large attractions, including a bags tournament, a car show, and a knockout tournament. All that big entertainment works up a big appetite. And that's covered too with seven food vendors, including Scratch Cupcakery. Have big fun at Haverhill Days.
Welcome back. It's our final few moments with Vic Hellberg from Hellberg Jewelers, Val Ruff hosting our Marshalltown Icons program today.
Thanks, Kyle. Well, welcome back. And today we have Vic Hellberg here, and he's given us a great history on the Hellberg family jewelry and Hellberg's Jewelries. And so we're talking right now about some of the locations where the family business has moved around, and I think we've got a couple more. And then I want to talk a little bit about the services that you offer at your business,
sure.
Vic.
Okay, quickly, I'll bring you up to date. The first location that my grandfather had when he owned the business by himself was 14 North Center. He opened there in 1939. And that location is just south of the police department where it is now. And he was there until 1957, and then he moved up to Main Street, 102 East Main. And that location is where Great Western Bank is.
Oh, okay.
And we were there, and that's when I became part of the business, when I got out of the Navy and came home in 1971. We were there. And one day, Dad and I were standing at the front of the business and looking across the street, and we saw architects standing on the corner at the courthouse with a big sketch pad and making notes on this pad and looking at our business, and Dad said, that can't be good. And so he knew something was coming, and sure enough, Bill Lane came over from the bank and said that they had decided to build a new bank. It was Security Savings Bank at that time, and Bill Lane was president. And so they decided to knock that whole section down. Well, that took our store. It took Annette Rovner's News Depot in those days, and there was an office supply, and then Lily Mays. So those four businesses were lost at that location and moved elsewhere. Interestingly enough, we moved to where we are now, 13 West Main, and opened there in 1973. And right next door to us was the News Depot again. They moved from next door to us, a block and a third west.
They liked being your neighbor, didn't
yep.
they?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So there we are. So we've been now in this location since 1973.
But you've been in the Marshalltown community for 117 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a Marshalltown icon. So let's talk a little bit, Vic, about the services that you offer at your store.
Okay, thank you. We have a full line of jewelry, watches, rings, colored stones, earrings, pendants. We try to pick the jewelry ourselves. Every piece that's there, either my wife or I have chosen. We think we know our market, and we know what people are interested here in Marshalltown area, so we have things that they'll like to have. Not, we don't want to have very far out or very trendy things that are only good for a few years, and then you put them in the back of your jewelry box and never wear them. So we spend a lot of time picking things very carefully that we have. We also have engraving service. We do appraisal work. We work on jewelry repair. We design rings. I can't think of some service that we can't do within our store.
That's great to know. So I'm glad the listeners, so if you're looking for, and I think it's important that we support our local hometown businesses. You know, there's a lot of franchises out there, and so I always try to encourage folks, make sure that we're supporting our hometown businesses. And so really quick, I know that you and Gail also do a little bit of outreach in the community. You guys have been great community supporters and you're great community leaders. If you want to share something real quick about some of the work that you and Gail have done.
Well, we have both been very involved in the CVD organization. Gail was on the first board and I am serving there now. I think we've both have been on for the entire 12 years that CBD has been in existence, but we've also done a lot of other things within the community. We've both served on many boards throughout our years. Our store has been a century business with the Iowa Department of Economic Development. We've been honored as a century business with Jewelers of America. And we've been the best of the best every year since the TR started that. We've been a big honor that we got was the Main Street, Iowa, chose us as the best retail business of the year 2 years ago.
Well, congratulations on that.
We were tickled with that.
I bet. You've done a lot of great things. You've been a great community leaders and supporters. You're definitely a very important part of what we do here.
Thank you. This has been a lot of fun today to be here and share with.
Thanks for being here, Vic.